Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, coming at you live from the fabulously fluoridated country of New Zealand. Well, only 50% really, but the capital of fluoridation has still got to be Auckland, where I am. Good 1.4 million people living in this city, sucking it down. And goodness knows what else has been detected in the water. Allegedly, according to Lorraine Murray of Lawrence Livermore Labs, there is also uranium in New Zealand waterways and public drinking water. And the same in the United States. Indeed, even in the United States, they are now finding lithium, Prozac, Zoloft, and all of those other candy-coloured goodies that'll make you commit suicide or kill your family in a horrible way, and then commit suicide. Yep. Seems to be a lot of real nasty stuff going on, and something that appeared to just be transparent liquid with absolutely nothing hidden inside it. Glass of water can hide many things. It can carry emotions. It can carry healing. It can carry nourishment, or it can also carry pathogens, poisons, toxins, viruses. Yeah. Amazing what the difference is when you're looking at one clear glass of water and then looking at one other clear glass of water with the right equipment. That's what we're trying to do for you here on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, is give you the right equipment. Goodness knows if I've got it or not. Arguably not. But we do have fabulous guests that we have on the show on a regular basis, most of which neither you nor I have ever heard from or talked to before. They just roll right in. Usually because some listener sends in an email through the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. A little plug there. And asked us to interview said guests. Whether or not they be fabulous or interesting, I don't know. But everybody's interesting in their own way, particularly if they have their own stories. And if somebody actually is vouching for them, that's a good indication that they'd probably be pretty awesome to talk to. It's kind of a social thing. And I wanted to make an announcement today. Those of you who follow the show rampantly, and actually know this fact, I've been kicked out of my house and just found a new place to live. Got confirmation call from, incidentally, one of my listeners this morning. So, yeah, we're getting into a new studio, baby. And unlike all the places that me and my girlfriend Sarah have lived in before, we'll actually have two rooms. So it means I can shut myself away in one of them and work long into the night. I used to be able to work long into the night, but not for the last 3 months. I've been staying where I am because the computer's in the same room as the bed. You can't have somebody working on the computer while you're trying to sleep, mate. It'll just disrupt your sleep patterns to no end. With the clicking and the and the bright, flashy lights and the screen going light and dark and all the time. You know, a lot of people don't realize just how much damage to your sleep light pollution can do. You got lights on, stuff like that. I don't know. Have a look at all the trees outside and everything that just bathes in these lights all day, all night, never get any proper darkness, means you basically don't even get any proper sleep. That's what everybody kind of has to put up with, but it's even worse with somebody on the computer right next to your bed or far enough away. Anyway, because I'll be able to stay up and work on stuff, I usually do the bulk of my video editing late at night. And you'll notice if you go to the YouTube channel Mr. News Guerrilla Media, almost every single one of the videos that we've been up that I've been uploading recently have just been videos made from recordings of this radio program. So I haven't been doing any real video per se, just archiving. And I really really miss it, quite frankly. And we're going to make a doco, I think. Yep, a documentary, because there's a heck of a lot of scumbaggery going on. And I think if it's presented right, with the flair and entertaining drivel that you would expect from a decent documentary, crack it up nice and tight, fast paced, funny, entertaining, intriguing documentation. I think that sounds about awesome. And we're going to do it about John Key. Now, of course, we'll be looking at this in a kind of global context. Because when you talk about the Prime Sinister like I do, as in the truth, because none of the media will report any of this, they're too cupped. They seriously ain't got a pair. They can't do this. They'll lose their jobs. In the media industry, that's what happens. You lose your job if you tell the truth. Conveniently, I don't have an employer other than the people who listen to the show, who donate money, who I feel obligated to pay back in some way. That's the kind of person I am. I lug around a lot of debt, and it's not actually debt. It's merely favors. Like a listener gave me a substantial donation, and he said, I want you to bring on these two people to interview. So, yeah, all right. Sure. Why wouldn't I? It's good. But anyway, back to the issue of John Key. You have a look at him as a part of the global players, right? You got your Barack Obamas and your presidents and G8 type individuals. You have a look at their characteristics, banking backgrounds, maybe law, you know, some description of profession that obviously squeezes out anybody with honesty or integrity as quickly as humanly effing possible in order to advance the worst and most flamboyantly scumbaggery type fool in order to play their agenda at any point in the world. Any amount of money that there is to be made, especially if it's even mildly substantial, is worth the effort, especially if it's a third world nation that ain't got no money to begin with, but certainly has resources. And New Zealand, I qualify as a third world nation. If you have a look at the quality of the internet in here, they have better stuff in Kenya. No, I'm just joking. Almost. I could use hyperbole all the time. But what happens here is they send in their agent, and it doesn't matter who the agent is, which side of the flag that they come from, whether they're a Labour Party or a National Party or a Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter. They're the same agent with the exact same job as every single person who gets into that line of work has once they're elected. Because once they're elected, they get given a wee phone call. And this is actually documented. This phone call has been made to at least the last like four Prime Sinisters in New Zealand's history, or something like that, as documented in a documentary called Someone Else's Country by a guy named Alistair Barry. And you can actually Google that and watch that if you want. I'm not sure if you can watch it outside of New Zealand, but yeah, this is what happens. You get elected Prime Sinister. You get a phone call. This phone call is from Treasury. Treasury tells you that meanwhile, the previous government had been acting like everything was fine. There was actually an awful lot of enormous debt and economic blunders that had been building up in the background that they'd been keeping secret from the people. This happens to every single prime minister, remember? They all get this exact same phone call. And as a result, you are going to have to implement an awful lot of austerity of some description, whether that be by selling our assets or selling out the people or giving tax cuts to the rich or what have you. That is what you will have to do in order to stimulate the economy back to where it needs to be. That is what you'll need to do in order to create jobs. And because they play the same phone call, they say it's a secret phone call. You can't tell anybody about this. And because they keep playing the same game, people keep falling for it. Have you noticed that pattern? Every single person who gets elected had been promising all this, that, and the other. Then as soon as they're back in the game, they're like, okay, we need to get serious now. It's because they've had that freaking phone call that tells them that they're screwed unless they F everybody else up the a-hole. Basically, they're in a hold. A spinal bifida death grip of some description. It's awful. And you cannot escape from it. This is what World Bank control, a private company issuing the public currency, accomplishes. And it's exactly what agents like John Key are sent in to facilitate. This guy has been groomed. This guy has proven his worth. He fired 200 people and still wore a big smile on his face. I met a guy the other day. He said I could... I think it might be my sister's boyfriend, actually. Yeah. He said, I had to fire somebody once, and it was just the worst feeling that I could ever go through. It was absolutely terrible. I felt like crap. I avoided him the whole day. It was just so traumatic for me to have to tell somebody that they're on their bike, son. John Key, no such qualms. Not only did he do it once, did it 200 times in a day or something. So as history goes in Merrill Lynch. He went in there, performed so hard, made a crap load of money for the company, and then said, hey, just fire all these guys for us. He's like, yeah, I'll do it. You know, just obedient. Utterly engaged in the financial sector. What, at the highest level. Okay, let me show you how about a highest level. You know what caused 2008 financial crisis? One word. Derivatives. What is a derivative? Well, it's when you call $1 $40 and you gamble it on the stock market at 1,000 to 1. That's right. That's about the size of it. They get a pile of fake-ass debt, which they loan to people who couldn't afford to repay those loans, where previously they wouldn't have been able to do such irresponsible lending because it was illegal. And where'd they get all the money to loan these people? That's right, they made it up out of mother effing fresh air and then gave it to people as if it was worth something. Do you have any idea the power you have when you can create $500,000 for a home loan at will? Do you have any idea the substantial quantity of debt that can happen on there when you're borrowing 100% of the value of the home and paying it off at extortionate interest for extended periods of time? Not only did this massively inflate the entire real estate market to gargantuan proportions, but when it exploded, anybody who was basically renting like that, as they probably shouldn't have been, lost their homes. And now there are enormous, empty, suburban areas in the United States and all around this world where there's nobody living in those homes because they've all been evicted. Foreclosures. Now, what happens to the real estate value to all those people who don't lose their homes on that street where like 18 homes were foreclosed on and have these big foreclosed signs and massive boarded up windows and stuff like that? What do you think is going to happen to their house price? Yeah, pretty straightforward, isn't it? That's derivatives. This is what it is designed to do. Massively inflate and then pop and blow away everything that everybody had built their lives on. Okay? That is what the debt trap is about. They get you to build your life on debt. Money is debt. If you go in to any university or to any party even with young people, and you ask them, raise your hands if you don't have any debt, it's very unlikely you'll see a hand at all, because everybody has some form of debt, credit card debt, personal loan, GST coverage, car, finance, mortgage. How many different types of debt are there? They're uncountable. Because the debt that they want to get you in is more substantial than any amount of debt that has ever been conceived of by man. The reason why they want to do this is because, A, they don't have to work for it. They make a heck of a lot of money just off the interest alone. And they don't have to work to find $500,000, $500 million, $1 trillion, quite so much, because they got the magic money machine. And they can buy up everything. Mm-hmm. That's what a bank foreclosing on your house actually is. It's about buying up your land, taking it from you. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the most bankrupt 2 hours in talk radio. And we'll be right back with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 till 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Bonkers.
I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. And every baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but unless I let you give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip.
Bom, 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 bom.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. Man, I'm just living my life. There's nothing crazy about me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, where there's nothing going on that's crazy. Well, everything else that's out there is crazy. No, I'm perfectly sane, right? No, no, no. I think you have to become one with the madness in a world so crazy. How else would you feel sane? You know, I talk to a lot of people, they walk around, they're like, am I the only sane one here? Well, in many cases, yes, son. There's a lot of crazy people out there, and most of them think that nothing's wrong. You know, they're nuts. They think that not voting is a way to solve their problems or voice their protest or something. I give you my silent, obedient consent. Now obey me. But you're not obeying me. Oh, okay, I'm going to have to go and work for 40 hours. Oh, no, I have to work for 46 hours now in order to pay the rent. You knob cheese. You just don't know what's going on, do you? I'm sorry for you. Okay. I don't want to sound elitist or anything, but it's the elite that control everything. Okay? Don't yell at me. Don't call me names. Just listen. Because I can tell you right now, before you open your mouth, that you're wrong. And I will tell you something that you don't know. Okay? You won't tell me anything I don't already know or haven't heard before. And I'm sorry that it has to be this way. But I'm trying to help you understand something. Something very important. That there are people out there that knowingly and deliberately steer national and international events in order to take your life from you in every way that matters. And unless you know what the game is, you'll never be able to stop them. Unless you discover for yourself who the players are, what the plan is, and what you can do to throw a massive monkey wrench in it, you'll never see who's killing you. That's the reason I do it. It's not because I'm arrogant. It's not because I'm misjudging you or anything. It's because I actually care about you, even though you obviously don't care about me or respect me enough to listen to my opinion. So sit down and buckle up, because it's going to be a bumpy ride, because you're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. This is the world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. Accept it. Accept what you know. Scumbaggery is all about us. There is a massive opportunity to expose it and hang it in the gallows for all the public to see. Here's the truth. Here it is, with a broken neck. So these people want to do to us. Allegedly, there's some kind of a fort in the United States where they have a massive stockpile of guillotines that they are freshly manufactured to be used on US citizens. This is something that really makes you kind of cringe up and go, ooh, that's kind of rough there. You can call in if you'd like to. And indeed, we have a new calling number. So get your pencils and pens ready to hear this fabulous new number. You ready? All right. It's 218-339. It's 339-8525. 8525. So that's 218-339-8525. And I actually really wanted to hear from some of the people who perhaps have donated to the show or have been listening a long time or something of that nature, because as I mentioned earlier in this program, there were a flood of substantial donations, and I just wasn't prepared for it, frankly, and I wanted to convey my complete and total and utter gratitude, mixed with a little bit of servitude, and the promise that I will take this as a great sign that I actually really do mean something to a lot of you people that are out there, for bringing on the people that nobody brings on, nobody else bothers to bring on, for talking about things that others won't dare to tread. If you value it that much to give up your hard-earned money just to make sure that I can keep doing this, I want to hear from you, because and it doesn't matter how much. If you donated like $5 or something, doesn't matter. I want to hear from you. Because that was just something that really made me sit bolt upright and realize the magnitude of the task at hand. It makes me want to redouble my efforts. Absolutimo. Bigger names. More productions. More media platforms. More collaborators, more guests, more content, more collaboration with other people in the truth movement, you know, rapid expansion, command and control warfare. That's what I'm talking about. Kind of a, well, not entirely different from the current media, to tell you the truth. Going to be clandestine and infiltrated by agents, and we'll write up our own news stories, which just summarize what other people have to say, and we'll sell stuff to you in order to keep our ass afloat, It will do advertising and all of that kind of stuff. That's the difference being that the messages that we come up with are straight from the mouths of the researchers and the people who are actually involved in the incidents that you never heard of. And after you heard of them, you'll never forget them. I think that's the reason why talk radio in the truth movement has become such a great success. Have you listened to Kevin Barrett's show? He comes on before me. And today he had a great guy we've had on this show a number of times, Gordon Duff. They're talking about the other Chinese getting in and with their interest into Libya before the NATO strikes, of course. And he said that they're just so useless they couldn't find oil with a dipstick in their own car. You know, there's just such quality programming out there, and I scarcely believe that the audiences of shows like this and others will remain terribly low for long. I think that this is where the new media is heading. Becoming out of the shadows, being absolutely forefront about what the truth actually is, trying to report the facts as best we can, and making sure that people are capable of making informed decisions about what they do with their health, what they do with their government, what they do with their monetary policy, what they do with their spiritual aspirations. You've got all kinds of different people on this show. I've certainly learned a lot just hosting this and listening to all these amazing people that I'll probably never ever get to meet. You know, it's another experience. And if you want to go to the archives, you go to featured interviews off of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and you have a look at some of the people there. Each and every one of those interviews I've only placed there because they absolutely blew my mind. And I would suggest, you know, just go from top to bottom and listen to every single one of them. It's something that'll change your life too. And that's one of the reasons why I love doing this, is because if you give people who have incredible information and it makes a difference to them, then it's worth doing, okay? If you can make a difference, why not? So many I have spoken to over my experience doing all this have all these excuses of why they haven't started a website yet, why they haven't started doing YouTube videos, why they haven't started up a show on Blog Talk Radio or something of that nature. And I don't think you need excuses like that. You don't need to say why you don't need any of the things. You just need to ask why not. You know, there has to be something within you that actually wants to make a difference, that actually wants to play in a big game. This is what aspiration is about. Doesn't mean you're not humble. It means that you might want to actually achieve something different in your life other than doing what you've always done. Okay, self-exploration is much easier if you've got other people to show you the way in a large extent. I don't think you could ever sit around and say, I know absolutely everything that has ever existed or ever will. That's crazy. I choose instead to say, I know nothing. I really can't back anything up to the nth degree. Like if somebody who's an absolute expert in what I'm talking about comes on, I'll feel free for them to correct me about everything. I'm that adjustable. Everything's about possibilities, and I expect that the greatest possibility you can have is to be wrong. Oh, could I possibly be wrong? It's a good thing. Because when you're wrong, you learn things. You learn to be right. So that way, if you assume that everything you know to be true is in fact wrong, then you'll always be right. Because if anybody proves you wrong, then you were right about being wrong. You see what I'm saying? this makes your life a heck of a lot easier. It's much worse if you suddenly just say, oh, I don't believe that. That's just nonsense. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to spend any of my time being interested in this. You know, these people are like Muttley. Half expect them to, like, turn around and go, I don't get it. All these people are, like, cackling at. They have some description of chip on their shoulder, right? So many people have that. I don't know why. It's, I guess it's an experience thing. If you've experienced a lot of discrimination in some way, shape, or form through your growing up, through your school years, or in your social life, or anything of that nature, if you just kind of felt like you didn't fit in, and you felt inadequate, if you weren't made to feel welcome and loved, then you start to hold a pin on other people. And you kind of do the Dark Lord's work for him to a large degree. If you ain't open and happy and lovey-dovey and what have you, as I'm known to be, then you can't really absorb too much energy because you're putting up too many walls. You're attacking people rather than asking them more questions. This is something I find in conversations that you have with people who are like unbelievers, as if being a truther is like some kind of religion. I think it might be. But they, instead of asking you to clarify what you mean, they'll call you a fantasist, or that it's just crazy and cannot be true. Well, I'm sorry, mate, but you're right. It is crazy. You know why it's crazy? Because it's made up by crazy people. Yes, that's right. Crazy people get control of populations too. Ain't you ever seen Kim Jong-il? He looks like the winner of the Asian Elvis impersonator competition. In fact, he is an Elvis impersonator. And he's the ultimate dictator in North Korea. Okay. People starving and whatnot all over the place. Kim Jong-il doesn't care. He's multi-talented. I kind of identify with Kim Jong-il in that respect, but I think that people need to wake up. And that's what everybody says. Oh, you need to wake up. Wake up to what exactly? You know, should be the question. What is the reality that you really need to wake up to? Is it like a multifaceted, completely different equation? Is everything not what you think it is? And you need to understand the bulk of it before you can actually make another life decision? Have you done enough research? We'll find out after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
We're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday, and Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh yeah, sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time.
It's business.
This is the Bohemian Grove theme song.
Oh yeah.
On AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness and completely debauched scumbaggery dudes having wild sex orgies in the forest, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. And speaking of experts on wild men and savagery types of costumes and clan outfits and whatnot having wild sex orgies in the woods, it's Anthony J. Hilder. Welcome to the show.
I am happy to be here and talk about the, I would say the vortex of the vampire. That's where everything sucks down into that anus, and that's the place that has given us the atomic bomb. That's where they created it, or they started the Manhattan Project, and from there went into the bombing on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the two most heavily Christian populations, the most heavily Christian population in all of Japan. By the way, they dropped the bomb after the war was over.
Well, and also the Japanese...
Overtures for surrender.
Yeah, the Japanese have been trying to surrender for ages, and they're like, no, we're going to keep this war going. We're going to have... we don't have the bombs ready yet, mate. We can't just incinerate all these anti-satanic Christians.
Well, it's sort of like that guy out there in the... 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He's talking about the War of the Week. There'll be another war next week. They say that we must bomb those dirty, nasty, brown-skinned people because they don't have a right to exist, and the Muslims and, the Arabs, you know, you've got to do away with these people, and then, of course, there's some other people we've got to deal away with. And I say deal away with just as in cards. You make a shuffle, and you throw out one particular hand and get another. The plan, of course, is global government. That's the royal flush. That's the filling. That's the reduction of the population by 95%.
Can I ask you something, Anthony, because I really wanted to talk with you about Bohemian Grove, primarily because my Prime Minister, John Key, who is a former Merrill Lynch and Federal Reserve derivatives trader at a very high level, visited northern San Francisco at a time in which they were allegedly having some kind of economic conference at the exact same time that Bohemian Grove was in session, as it were. Do you think that he might have attended?
Well, that would have been in July. We had Russia TV come out there, Russia Today. And the boys at the Grove, some of them run around nude. It's like the Castro district in San Francisco. They bone some of the boys in the bum. And it's... heavy into that sort of thing. Of course, they do sacrifice the children at the foot of the Owl of Moloch. They throw them into the fire, and you hear the screams. But people say, well, that's just for fun. That's just for fun. You don't know what they do when they get serious. But I'm calling for a dig. I'm calling for the uncovering. Calling for the uncovering of the buried bodies. If they are buried in the Grove, I would like to unleash the cadaver dogs and go through that 2,700 acres along the Russian River near Monterio and discover just how many crimes have been committed. These people need to be in jail, not running the countries of the world. We call it Bohemian Grove, but we call it Bilderberg West. Bilderberg West, Bohemian Grove, the Illuminati, it's all one and the same, and we have a new film. I just finished the cover last night. So we need to discover just who's doing what to whom and just how often. Yeah, I think your friend, maybe, if he had a meeting in San Francisco around the same time, the odds are that... they would coordinate that those two activities.
Is that something that happens a lot? Maybe they go to that northern San Francisco under the pretext of going on a business trip or a business weekend or something of that nature, and they don't tell people they're going to Bohemian Grove? Or is Clinton just like to everybody, hey, I'm off to the Grove, guys. I'll see you next week.
Well, you know, the Grove lasts for several weeks. They've got... cabins there. They've like the Kissinger cabin. I've got a fellow who's actually living in the street or on the street in his car who took pictures. And some of those pictures are in our film. And then we have some of the shots overhead from our film. And
it's a substantial facility. Basically, it's got all the mod cons. It's not like you're living back in old school rustic Alaska, is it? And I believe the Huts even come with their own theme music.
Me, on the other line. We're gonna do this show, and I'll wait for the Grove call until after.
Exactly. Are you waiting tables there?
Yeah, I was. I think some of the fellows who have waited tables there have come forth with that information. We were out at the that goes out, hold. This sounds crazy in the show, but I got to get rid of this call here. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. I kind of first heard about the Bohemian Grove back in the day. I was on some occult documentary. I forget what. And what surprised me is just the substantial amounts of presidents that go to this very kind of secretive private road.
You've got to go to the Grove
backwards.
To become a president. You've got to be one of the boys who run around nude... or lay nude in the coffin and masturbate like the Bushes, the Bush boys. They were born again into the Satanic Order. Magog was the name of George Sr. George is a frequent player, participant before the Owl of Moloch when they sacrificed the children. And, of course, there are more than just rumors. There's a book called the Franklin cover-up about George Sr. and the molestation stories. Of course, we should not believe that, Vinny, I don't mean to spread all of these wild rumors. I mean, we might have some people actually believe that this stuff goes on, although maybe several thousand do.
There's an old saying, don't believe it until it's been officially denied.
Yes. Well, they say that nothing goes on there. Everything, you know, it's just, it's been going this
yeah.
The 100th year.
Oh, yeah! What? Okay, look at this. The naivety that you'd have to think the world's most powerful men with the most copious quantities of cash would meet up for 3 weeks in absolute secrecy and not talk about anything dirty?
Oh, no. Vinny, you're stretching it. You think that these guys, just because they create wars, just they drop the atomic bomb on the Christian population of Japan after it was over, the fact that they knew about the Pearl Harbor attack before it occurred, Churchill?
That was detected by Australian intelligence, if there is such a thing, the massive fleet heading towards Pearl Harbor. They're like, hey, America, they're going to come and get you. And they're like, no, we'll be sweet as, man.
I hear all of the stuff that's going on in Australia, and I think, my God Almighty! I think maybe the Grove boys have set up a something down under. When they get down under, they generally go for some other objective. God, but, you know, and the Aussies, I mean, I don't know what the hell's happened to them. This is a god-awful situation.
Yeah, what have we got now? 2,500 U.S. troops now training in Australia. I was thinking, isn't this starting to happen with U.S. troops positioning themselves sort of all around the globe? Even New Zealand is now going to have them in, and a lot of it's been expanded and happening more recently. And I'm starting to think that there must be a third world war coming in very, very imminent fashion. Either that, or there's going to be a massive economic collapse, and they're going to need foreign troops to suppress the indigenous population because their own troops won't do it.
Well, see, but in doing my show in Alaska...
Oh, we'll have to talk about this after the break. I'm sorry. Yeah. Your show in Alaska, we'll talk about it after the break. Anthony J. Hilder, ladies and gentlemen, go Google him. And he's got a new documentary out as well. So if you go to YouTube and search up Anthony J. Hilder, it should be the first thing that pops up there if you go for the most recent date of upload. It's pretty fabulous, I must say. I've watched it. I opened my mind up a bit, and I thought mine was already pretty open. But as you can see, when it comes to tyranny, when it comes to debauchery, there really isn't an upper limit. They keep breaking the record every time. And we'll do it again after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Welcome.
to hour number two.
What we need
of the Vinny Eastwood show. That's Vinny with a Y because it's the most important question, allegedly, at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. My very special guest today is Anthony J. Hilder. The fabulous Anthony J. Hilder. Welcome back from break.
Well, that sounds good. I just call me the fabulous.
Okay. You should be known as simply the fabulous, like Madonna.
Ah, yeah, well, that's great. My friend Alan Carna in the UK, in the Cornwall area, is going to be coming along with me in some of my ventures throughout the UK. And, well, Cornwall, Wales, Scotland, the Isle of Man, with some music. He was sort of like the new Keith Richards, but now he's more like an older Keith Richards, I guess. But he and his lady friend and I will be making the joint venture to multiple cities throughout England and throughout Western Europe. I really want to go to New Zealand. I've always fantasized living there because it's just one of the best places in the world to live. But I don't know about the government. How is the government there, Vinny?
It's kind of like exactly like the U.S., except maybe with about 5 years less tyranny progression.
Well, I would not suggest that New Zealand, if you're listening in New Zealand, that you allow U.S. troops to come in and invade your property.
Too late.
It's too late?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's time to kick them out on their ass.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, it might have been quite a few. I'm not sure where I heard that or what the figures are. So at least I think that there are US troops in there. But what was interesting is during the massive Christchurch earthquake that we had, there were something like 900 New Zealand troops there and 9 US congressmen who jumped on a plane and got the F out of there 2 hours before the quake hit. But they left behind the head guy from FEMA to coordinate the cleanup effort.
Well, he was to coordinate the quake.
Yeah.
When I say coordinate the quake, if those of you who have not listened to this show long enough, it's time that you start listening to the fact that the U.S. government, or those who control the U.S. government through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Federal
Trilateral Reserve, Commission,
they have the capacity to create earthquakes through the HAARP technology. That's a high-altitude auroral research project. The Fukushima quake that occurred in the trench off Japan, which brought about the tsunami, is a direct result of Tesla technology developed. If you take a look at our film, Air Auschwitz, you'll see that we have registered on a, well, we, it's on our film. We just turn it on, and there is a screen of the HAARP in operation on May or March 8th of this year. There's nothing, it's like looking at a blank television screen. After midnight, they turned that sucker on. It looked like the inside of a crematorium. Am I fooling you? No. All you have to do is take a look at the screen. Take a look at the film, Air Auschwitz. It proves that the Fukushima quake was created. Does the fact that the four congressmen left hours before the Christchurch quake prove
it was 9.
That it was created?
Yeah, it was.
Well,
I would say
that they would have to be the number one suspects.
Yeah, I interviewed Benjamin Fulford on this, and I've had a request from the listeners to get him back on again. And he said what those Congress people and all those high-level officials were there to do was to bargain with the New Zealand government to provide a refugee status for a million US refugees that they're expecting to come in here next year. And we said no, and then they stepped on a plane, and then boom, shake up.
Well, if they don't obey, they get hit. Japan was talking about going into an independent currency, and they were hit. Do I think these sons of bitches and bastards and the bankers who screw us every day and every night in every way would do something of this nature? Do I think they meet at the Bohemian Grove and at the Bilderberg meetings? Well, this is Bilderberg West. Like I say, it's the vortex of the vampire. It sucks you down, it sucks you in, it sucks you under. And of course, these guys do more than travel down that highway. They travel other highways with the boys, and they sacrifice the children. Do I think that there should be, yes, there must be a dig. There must be an exhumation. I don't know if that's the word. We create it. Exhume the bodies of those children. Do I think it's a vampirian operation, a Luciferian operation? Absolutely. Do I think that they did Christchurch? Well, I think you damn well better, you know, take a look into it.
And yeah, well, yeah, we covered
damn
that.
Well, better suspect those sons of bitches that were down there to visit you.
Yeah, we covered the Christchurch quake quite extensively on this show. We had a number of people familiar with HAARP and even Scalar weaponry, and there were reports of something like 40 sonic booms above the city before the quake hit. People saw what appeared to be meteors coming out of the sky. People saw rainbow clouds. And the fact that there was troops in Lyttelton Harbour, not a couple of k's from the city, running a emergency relief drill on that exact same day, if all those coincidences and known HAARP signatures don't give it away, maybe this will. There's also a New Zealand HAARP facility not 15 minutes from the city, which one of the listeners to the show actually took the initiative to go out there and take a snapshot of all of these different aerials and antennas that they got running all over the place.
Benny, if it was not for your show and for you delving into this in New Zealand, who else would there be? Who else would there be?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. There's a couple of other shows here.
Not a single son of a bitch has the balls to stand up and do what you're doing down there. And if you don't have others listen to the show, you need to pick up your phone, call them, and tell them to listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show. Because this is maybe the only truth that you get. It may be the only opportunity that you get. And yeah. I've really got to thank my friend in the UK, Karna, for providing me this phone call, because I'm wrapped up doing a show. I'm going to be doing it. My television show is going to go up on Sky TV. It's a paradigm shift TV in the UK. I think we've got 10 million satellites. I don't know what that's going to translate into unless people start listening to this. This is one that is sort of like on the edge of the Theo Chalmers show. It's on a different band. But God bless New Zealand. God bless your show, and God bless you, friend. We need to have this information spread throughout the country. In fact, I would like to get to you. Do you use English Pal down there?
English Pal? What is that? I have some English Pals, but I'm not sure the ones you're talking about. Like our mutual limey bastard acquaintance, old Alan Carner from EnglishRivieraProductions.co.uk, is his website. And ladies and gentlemen, you can check him out there. He has some amazing, amazing songs. If you want to, this is what I think about music in terms of it. Music puts you back in tune with a lot of things. And what Alan Carner does is he provides incredible production quality to his music, and he sings about stuff that you and I and everybody else actually should care about, you know, freedom and such. That's what he does. And I also want to kind of extend my thanks to him for introducing me to Anthony J. Hilder, because he's, well, he's obviously fabulous, as I said before.
Well, we are not old friends, but... I like to think of us as young friends with a great future, and maybe we can get a whole production going down under or going to the land down under so that we survive. We've got to survive this. We've got to thrive this. These banking bastards, these people who operate the monetary system down there, are ruled by those who control the monetary system in the city within the city in London.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rothschilds, the Rockefellers.
We even have a physical
trial.
Representation. In our Reserve Bank, when you go up there, up the stairs and behind the desk, there's a big red shield there.
Oh, a red shield. What could that possibly be? Red shield. Let's see. Red shields. What is that in German?
A Rothschild.
A Rothschild. Oh, I was on their estate over there, you know. I went over to this meeting, and my friend said, well, the Rothschilds have got a place not far from here. I said, well, let's go over there. He said, well, you mean, I'll drive. He was going to drive me up. And I said, well, let's go knock on the door. He said, well, you can't do that. I said, why not? I'm an American. He doesn't know that I don't know any better. I'll just knock on the door. And maybe we can have a cup of tea. Maybe we can discuss this. As we were going down to the Rothschilds, I take a look out there in this... sheep pasture, and here's a pyramid. I said, oh my God, it's a glass pyramid. This is like the 666 pane glass pyramid at the Louvre Museum. And I, not only is it like that, but if I were to make an educated guess, I'd say it would be done by the same architect.
Of and course.
As I found out later, it is by the same architect. What a coincidence. What a good... Oh, God. Sometimes when you guess them, and you guess them right, you got it going. So I'm asking him what he knew about this. He says, well, he is from Wales, and it's not that far, and we're taking a look out there. He says, well, I was around in that at that time. I guess he was picking up some magic mushrooms, which grow out in the pasture amongst the sheep dung. And they had dug this huge Christian cross in the ground. Dug it. I don't know how deep it was, but they put then concrete slabs on the sides to block it in. Then after that was done, they put a Celtic cross over the Christian cross, and then they put earth on top of that. I guess this is all under some sort of underground cavern below, and then on top they built the pyramid. And then on top of they about halfway up, just like on the eye of Lucifer, which is on the back of the U.S. dollar bill, they tweaked the top to the side, built up up to the top, and then they put about a 30-foot spire on top of that. And I said, well, let's go over there and see this. He said, well, that's private property. Well, maybe it's, you know, the Rothschilds control the Bank of England. I guess the Bank of England owns the property, maybe. I mean, isn't that public?
Oh, no, and that's the funny thing as well. They say, oh, no, no, these are publicly owned banks and all that kind of stuff. Then why do they say private property on them, you nutbar?
Yeah, you know, one can never underestimate the intelligence of the American people. And when I got over there, I thought, my God, I am certainly limited in my thoughts here. I'm thinking of those dumb bastards who see something like this go up near their own town, and they wonder, they don't even ask what the hell's going on. But a few of them did this in this little patriotic group that I spoke at. And we went over the fence, or around the fence, and out into the pasture. Well, around the first fence, around the second fence, and got way the hell out of there, out there. I didn't see any security. You know, I didn't know if anyone was looking at us with binoculars. But we got out there, and there's another little wire fence, and I said, it's an electric fence. He said, well, that's no problem. We can just go over that. I said, well, I don't want to push it. I was supposed to speak in Bristol the next morning, and I passed on that opportunity, but we took pictures, and I did some commentary, which will come out on my show, on the Paradigm Shift, Paradigm Shift TV. That's over Sky TV. It'll be on the 7th. Today is the 5th. Tomorrow's the 6th. The following day, the 7th. So we're going to bring bits and pieces of information, and I hope, Benny, we can come down to that beautiful island nation and bring this information out to your people so we can save them from going the way of Australia and the United States.
And we'll be right back after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world.
You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Eastwood Show. The most scumbaggery filled 2 hours in talk radio. Broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And check out the featured interviews page at TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com as well. And I think I'll probably be putting this interview here with Anthony on there as well, because it's just so much fun. And what we wanted to get out of this interview, or at least what I wanted to get out of this interview with Anthony J. Hilder, is actually a little bit about himself and what actually woke him up to the truth and sent him on this journey. Anthony, if you wouldn't mind letting me know a little bit about your personal background and kind of what motivated you to sort of change course, if there wasn't a course to change at all.
Well, I was about 12 or 13 in San Francisco. My uncle was a house painter, he was a painting contractor, and he had a friend in the FBI, and this was after the war. My father had been in the Second World War, and I was reading the comic book across from him near Twin Peaks, and he was playing pinochle with his friend, the FBI. And as I was reading the comic book, and I had been a fan of Roosevelt and a fan of what I considered to be the good guys in the war, I simply was taking close attention, taking a look at them play and listening to what they were saying. They were talking about covering up the Pearl Harbor attack that wound up killing about 3,000, well, almost 3,000, 2,900 Americans. This supposedly a surprise attack. And I had gone up and raised monies for the March of Dimes, Roosevelt's thing for the polio, and I'd listened to these fired afternoon chats of Roosevelt on the radio, and I supported my father. I supported all of those things that were for America. Mom's apple pie. I listened to the good guys, I believed in all of the things that I was sold. And I was sold, and I bought all of those patriotic things, which led me to believe that we were going in the right direction when we were going in the wrong direction, that we were going up rather than going down, that we were getting out of war rather than going into a perpetual war for a perpetual peace. No, it wasn't peace. It was a perpetual war to bring about global government. And Roosevelt was a rotten son of a bitch. In fact, I would like to unearth that son of a bitch and bury his remains in the sewer system of Washington, D.C., along with Sir Edward Heath, which is buried over there at Salisbury, and throw his body in the sewer system of London.
Well, did you know Belgium is now proposing to do exactly that with their dead people, to dissolve them down and flush them into the sewers, to save them from global warming, because apparently it's too bad for the environment to bury them properly.
You know, we all have opinions. My opinion is that Roosevelt was a traitor. My opinion, the current president of the United States is a traitor. And the current presidents of the United States are selected. They are not elected. They are selected by those who control the banking system, those who control the manufacture and printing of paper, and having that paper sold to us. You asked us, how did I become involved? I became upset. I knew that I found, listening to my uncle and this friend in the FBI, I knew that we had been conned, that we had been snookered. I've got a friend who just recently died, also in the FBI, former FBI, Ted L. Gunderson. He was sitting in this very room just earlier this year. He died around July. Ted was head of the FBI in Los Angeles, Dallas, and Memphis. And I've just done a piece on him. You can go to the web. We talk about how Ted went from here to the afterlife. He said that he was being poisoned. Poison, arsenic, was being put on his steering wheel. It was on his car seat when he'd go down here to the prison to visit a friend who was there, was set up and imprisoned by the boys who rule the world. And that happens all the time. It happens in England. It happens here. I'm sure it happens in Australia. And I hope that it doesn't happen in New Zealand. But I talked to his doctor, Dr. Edgar Lucidi. We've got a piece, it's up on the web right now. You can probably find it today. Ted Gunderson poisons. Ted Gunderson murdered. Ted Gunderson and Dr. Edgar Lucidi is talking about it. And I've got this last interview, or one of the last interviews I did with Ted, out in the Fairfax area around L.A. And he said to me that what Ted had died from, and this is bladder cancer, was brought about by arsenic. Arsenic poisoning will bring about the killing of the bladder. So his bladder was removed, his intestine, a portion of his intestine was used to replace it. So if you go to the web, those of you listening to this show or listening to other shows, you would like to pull this thing down. The poisoning of Ted L. Gunderson, former head of the FBI. His daughter didn't bury him for, I guess, about 3 months. I think it was maybe three and a half months. And people say, my God, why don't you bury the man? Because he didn't have an autopsy. She didn't have enough money to have an autopsy. And that's what she was waiting on, is to have an autopsy. And according to Dr. Lucidi, showed arsenic poisoning. His fingers turned black, and then his body simply turns black, basically, or dark purple. Upon death, when you are stricken with arsenic. So, we
allegedly, have- there's now arsenic being detected in apple juice all across America.
Well, one
which
thing
I think is just fabulous,
sure,
you know, if you're trying to keep healthy and everything, you know, a little bit of arsenic's bound to be good for you if you go on an all juice diet.
Well, you've got a good advertiser there that's talking about some vitamins that will take out some of these toxic poisons. They're literally flushing the toxic toilets upon us. Literally. They take through Evergreen, which was bought by, Evergreen bought it from a thing called Air America. It used to bring in heroin into this country from Southeast Asia. For the CIA, of course. Of course, that was all in the name of patriotism, right?
I thought that was in the name of Abel Danger.
Well, maybe you
we ship the drugs in and ship the guns out. Have a war. It'll be fun.
Well, they had to, develop a market for the heroin, and that was the soldiers. They will kill the soldiers. I have to agree with Kissinger, who said, military men are dumb, stupid animals. Dumb, stupid animals. They're used for political... They're pawns used for, you know, political purposes to force countries into doing things that they shouldn't do, people into taking poisons that they shouldn't take. We have smart murder meters, which are being installed throughout the United States through a UN Agenda 21. They'll try to put them in. They'll try to replace the analog meters with these
smart meters.
It's not just smart meters. I'm thinking that we call them death meters. You have to stop and think about it. It's if we go to aircrap, C-R-A-P, aircrap.org, and you can get a lot of this. But one of the pieces that I don't have is the Christ Church story. So if you would submit this to aircrap.org, Vinny, I will guarantee that it will get up and it will get out. We also need to go to four other sites, aircrap.org, commoncrime.net, and ourenglanduk.com, and freeworldalliance.com, and Free World Filmworks. I'm giving you a lot of stuff here, guys. Commoncrime.net. aircrap.org, ourenglanduk.com. It's all important insofar as getting this information to a level where it becomes viral and it starts to go on its own. That's why I plugged the piece that we just did with on the death of, and I have to say some of the life of, Ted L. Gunderson. Dead from poisoning. Dead from cancer, which was a result of the poisoning. And when I say on the Vinny Eastwood Show, you get this information. You get this information, and we need to get the information that you have on our site.
I've just posted it to your Facebook, Anthony, so you can copy-paste it wherever you like.
Well, we want it, and we need it, because I did not know about the four congressmen who left after...
It was actually nine.
Nine congressmen?
I believe because they were in New Zealand, they thought of themselves as the nine ring wraiths.
Who are these bastards?
There's a list of them. What I've posted on your Facebook there, I actually read this out. Was Christchurch quake man-made? Look at the articles compiled by Guerrilla Media so far. Following is a list of articles compiled over various news sources, radio, videos, articles, blogs, a full spectrum of news to digest. And the fact of the matter is you get told how you can make an earthquake. All the very interesting stuff that was going on there that day, reports from former Army intelligence who have interviewed on this show, a guy named Ben Vigden, who's also incidentally an investigative reporter, who gave an incredible breakdown on all of this, interviews with people who have actually worked in the HAARP program in the United States and in high-level intelligence, and they're saying unequivocally, yes, it's a freaking man-made quake. All of the coincidences, all of the stuff that's out there, and even some guy who managed to predict the quake by saying that the moon was coming over that particular region and might cause an earthquake. Turns out he was right. He'd been warning people about it for a while. And then, of course, he gets demonized in the media, and we've got that too. So there's so many ins and outs, as there are to any manufactured event. There's usually a quantitative cornucopia of articles and various exposés that you can go through in order to know unequivocally that the fact is that the fact is.
Well, what we need to do here, I believe, is make a deal with you. I'd like you to take our film, Air Auschwitz, and on your show, put it out through your show. The profits on it, I'd like to be used to support your show. Of all of those things that are sold in New Zealand, so I'm making that offer. I hope you take it. That you make it
yep.
this film available down there, and if it's NTSC, which is the American format, or if it has to go into
the PAL,
then so be it. But I'm going to offer and the profits from which it will go to support the Vinnie Eastwood show. And if you've got a brain in your head, you should be supporting his show and this show and talking about it. And I know that Alan Karna will help. He's done his wonderful piece called The Lizards Are in the Bathtub or something like that. you know, and we talk about the Ike stuff about the shape-shifting and all of that. I don't know about that, but I do know that the people that go over to the Hellsfire Cave, and as they did in years past, and I've been in the Hellsfire Cave with the camera, they kill people there for the pleasure, as they do at the Bohemian Grove.
And we'll have to talk about more killing for pleasure just after the break with my very special guest, Anthony J. Hilder. It's the most sacrificial 2 hours in talk radio. Back in a moment.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskoda, on Stranger Advice. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio.
Radio. Look at me, driving, and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations. Or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from lacerations. Have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison.
To the show that's all about scumbaggery. I have it all under the Tiffany Eastwood Show. Broadcasting from the globalist, fondled, fabulous, fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, in the island-chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific. And to be specific, my very special guest is the fabulous Anthony J. Hilder.
Wait a minute. I just heard that New Zealand, Auckland, was fluoridated. This is the same thing that Adolf Hitler did to the prisoners. You mean to say that the government in Auckland is trying to out-Hitler Hitler?
Oh, I think they've managed to succeed. They've got more public-private partnerships in hand than Hitler ever did.
Well, the end of the public-private partnership here in Southern California is called Southern California Edison. has, in numbers, about 30 million people. I think it's considerably more than all of New Zealand. And we have a public-private partnership called California Gas and Electric. My God almighty. Hold on 1 second. It must be the Grove. The Grove is calling here.
Oh, we've got a Grover over there. Not the kind that you'll see fending off green creatures coming out of a trash can on Sesame Street. And speaking of Sesame Street, sometimes you need to wonder about the big birds. Hey.
People have an image of New Zealand as being clean and pure and healthy and wholesome. What sort of maniac in your city council in Auckland or mayor or lawyer or some other pimp or prostitute would shove that crap into the water system of one of the best waters available to the people in the world and poison it and then call it healthy? That's what they put in rat poison. That's what rat poison is made of. Do they consider your people rats?
I think they do. They might also consider us to be depressed mental patients, which is why it's also used as a binding agent in Prozac.
Vinny, I'm missing a great deal here. Aircrap.org needs to get this information about what CommonCrime.net. I didn't finish my story. I was telling you about the Rothschild pyramid.
Oh yeah. Well, we only have about we've got nearly 10 minutes. Go for your life.
He said he was going on to tell me. He said, "Look, this fellow told some stories, but I don't really trust this guy. He doesn't. Don't believe him." And I said, "What did he say?" He said, "Well, he said that some of the townspeople." Like the townspeople outside of Dr. Frankenstein's castle, they went out in the woods before this event. They heard an event was going to take place, and they were hidden back behind the trees. And apparently, with some sort of night vision, taking films or at least observing what was going on. He said there was a procession that went over to the pyramid. Royalty, rock stars, and the Rothschilds in long black robes. And I said, "Oh, no, no way." Now you're sounding like something that would go. They're involved in something you'd see at the Bohemian Grove in front of the Isle of Moloch or in some of the other ritual proceedings that the Masons might have where they would sacrifice people and they had the goat of Baphomet. In fact, the goat of Baphomet, if you take a look at Uncle Sam and the goat of Baphomet are the same. Put one face over the other and it'll match up. Uncle Sam becomes Satan. The Arabs talk about Uncle Sam is Satan. Well, Uncle Sam is Satan. And Henry Kissinger said, military men are dumb, stupid animals to be sacrificed, you know.
He has the scariest accent.
Our children, are we to go into these endless wars? This is insanity. And we have a lack of insanity on the Vinny Eastwood Show.
Well, I feel that you need to become one with the madness in order to understand it to a degree.
No.
And you've actually kind of touched on something there.
But we do have to understand it. We have to route it out. And we have to have, digs. And we must join together and put all of the dots together. This thing in Christchurch, if that doesn't wake you up, if you're in New Zealand and you don't get the message, you've been drinking, sucking up too much of that fluoride. Just take that rat poison. Just Just order some rat poison. Just if you want to ingest it, take the rat poison. Go down to the pharmacist. Get the rat poison or the hardware store. Buy the rat poison, ingest it, but leave the rest of the water clean for the other people. The rats need rat poison. If you're a rat, if you're some sort of scumbag, if you're in the government, go and ingest this stuff. We want you on it. We don't want you off of it. It's like with these smart meters, these murder meters that they're installing, 140 million over here. They cause class 2B carcinogen. It's a class 2B carcinogen.
Causes all sorts of things, including, incidentally, a lowering in IQ.
It brings cancer. It's what it does. And they'll ratchet that up. They've got a rheostat. They can create a fire. Of course, if you've got gas and electric, they can create a fire for the gas. They can. It's part of this system through Agenda 21, ICLEI system, the grid system, where they can kill people in this part of the program to reduce the population of the planet by 95%, done by Ted the Terrible Turner. He's suggesting it. Kissinger, Rockefeller, the Rothschilds, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the boys. And we have people running for the presidency of the United States. Kane from the, Federal Reserve Bank, vice president at one time, the Federal Reserve Bank, now suggesting we should support Newt Gingrich. Newt is in the Council on Foreign Relations. And then this other guy from Massachusetts, he's part of the Rockefeller Rothschild group. We don't have any conservatives. We don't have anybody, but I guess Ron Paul. And insofar as the woman is concerned, she doesn't know the backside from a bowling ball. Except for the Fed, she understands that. But my God, that's what we have as a choice or an alternative to what has to be possibly the worst president in the history of the United States. Certainly the worst president in the history of the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, and I think to people, you know, if you don't believe that the elite are into the occult and magic, just wait until the eye of Newt Gingrich is in the Oval Office cauldron.
Oh, my God. You know, I've stepped in Newt before. You know, it's God, it's smelly, and you try to wipe off your shoes.
Yeah. There's stuff that you just can't get off.
Step in some Newt, my God, oh.
But there is a lingering residue, isn't there?
That the Rockefeller group wants to elect him if they can, or anybody of that ilk.
Just saw a video this morning of Rockefellers talking about world government and kind of having a roast of somebody, but they're actually being really serious. They're like, oh, well, you know, as long as you go to the Grove and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg Group, we'll get you into office. That's what he said in public on video.
You got to be kidding.
Everybody else is laughing about it, thinking it's a joke, but he's telling the absolute truth to them. And that's what's really funny about it.
The joke is on us.
Yeah,
can I get a copy of that?
Oh, it's posted on my mate Will Ryan's Facebook wall. It was just absolutely hilarious. I watched it this morning. It's on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com Facebook group.
Can you get it? Because I've got all of this stuff going on.
I'll get it to you, mate. Don't worry about
it.
That.
On Paradigm Shift. I'll put them up on Paradigm Shift, and this is on the Sky TV in England, throughout the UK. And then we'll put it into one of our films. I've got to have that.
Oh, it's a classic.
I'm sitting down at the moment. I'm in the city of Santa Monica, and the bastards out here, they're putting on the death meters. Not only are they doing that, but they poisoned the water with the And they're dropping the chemicals overhead with the death dumps.
Yep, it's a whole crazy world, and that's the point of the show, is you bring on those people who know the most about the craziness of this world, and you inject a little bit of comedy so that it doesn't have that too harsh an effect. Because the point of the show is not to wake people up, it's to keep those who are already awake totally sane by having a little bit of a chuckle and a good time. Because if you're having fun, the audience is having fun, and quite frankly, there's enough dastardly, terrible, horrible stuff out there to feel bad about it. Because then you will be a slave to your own sense of self-importance. And we'll be back again sometime, and thank you for tuning in.